I don't know about you all, but I'm not always the most patient person. I'm so impatient that I once actually timed my Keurig coffee machine. I think I've said this before. And figured out it takes 3 minutes from turning the thing on to having a cup of coffee. Now, if that takes too long, that you're that impatient, there's problems. And I admit it. You know, the instant meals in the microwaves aren't so instant. You know, we want things now. And that's kind of a problem in our culture. We want things now. You know, we want the Burger King, I want it my way, and I want it now. You know, we expect fast food to be quick. You know, if it takes more than a couple of minutes to get your McDonald's hamburger, we're starting to complain to the manager kind of thing. But it's not even just with food. It's also with things like the internet. You know, this idea of actually sitting down and watching a TV show when it airs on TV, other than like football or, you know, live sports. But the idea of actually sitting down and having, you know, must-see TV, that's so 1980s. Now if you want to watch a show, you sign up for Netflix or Hulu or Paramount Plus or Disney Plus, and you just download and watch it whenever you want. You don't have to wait for 8 o'clock at night for your particular show to come on. And if we have trouble with the streaming, with the downloading, then we complain because it's taking too long. And so on. So in the middle of this culture of we aren't patient. We don't want to wait. We have the Advent season. And the Advent season is very much a season of watching and waiting. It should be a time that we slow down. Which, of course, it never is, because this is the time we ramp up for Christmas. And things get busy, and activities and events and things to do. But it really, Advent really is to be a time of watching and waiting. It is waiting for the celebration of our Lord's birth. It really should be like parents waiting with anticipation for the birth of their child. It should be that kind of waiting, that excitement, that energy, that it's coming. We don't know when, but it's coming. It's going to happen. Our Lord kind of hints at this when he talks about, "Watch therefore, you do not know when the Lord of the house is coming." And it's not just, again, this birth, but also a reminder, again, tying into the end of the liturgical season, that we need to be preparing ourselves for the coming of our Lord, because we don't know when he is coming. And we want to ensure, as the first reading says, "Would that you might meet us doing right, that we were mindful of you in our ways." So much as Advent is waiting and getting ready for Christmas, it is also waiting and getting ready by doing our Lord's will, by following him. So we do have this period of anticipation, this period of excitement, this period of getting ready to, as the opening prayer says, have the resolve to run forth to meet your Christ with righteous deeds at his coming. It's all of that bundled together. It's quite the mix of emotions and waiting and excitement and energy and quiet, all kind of blend together. That's what Advent is. Advent is a very strange season in a good way, because it is so out of the ordinary from what we think of as a celebration. But Advent ultimately is a time to recommit ourselves to being watchful, be alert, as our Lord says. To watch and to be alert. And we do this by developing spiritual discipline. Just as someone who does, you know, works or plays games, plays sports or so on, that, you know, they work physical labor, they have to have physical discipline so that they can do their job, do their sport, do their recreation, whatever it might be. If they allow their physical conditioning to deteriorate, they can't do their job anymore, or it becomes much more difficult. Well, in the same way, we need to develop spiritual discipline by doing the spiritual practices necessary to follow our Lord and to be watchful, to be alert. And the good thing is we have the spiritual tools available for us. We have the resources that we need to be spiritually prepared. But we need to use them. So how do we do that? What are the tools that we have? We've got, of course, prayer. Everything always begins with prayer. Everything always begins with prayer first. We cannot have spiritual discipline if we are not praying. And of course, the question comes up, well, how do we pray? What do we need to do to pray? We have a rich devotional life in the church. We have so many devotions, rosaries and Chaplet of Divine Mercy and litanies and prayers from saints and prayers given to us by our Lord and our Lady and so many other things, prayers to the saints that we can use to develop that spiritual discipline. But it's not just doing these prayers. That's the starting point. We also have tools such as the Mass itself. Of course, attending Mass as frequently as possible. Weekends, obviously. Sundays, obviously. Holy days of obligation, obviously. But also daily Mass if we can make it on occasion. But if we can't make it, we can still take the words of the Mass and reflect on them. Pray on them. You can get books like Magnificat, the little Magnificat magazine, or Word Among Us is another popular one. There are a couple others that you can get that have the text of the Mass, they have the daily prayers of the Mass, and they have the readings of the Mass. And we can use those daily to reflect on those words, on those prayers. And of course, the prayers are what we call the ordinary Mass, the part of the Mass that doesn't change from Mass to Mass to Mass, the Eucharistic prayer and so on. By reflecting on these, we can better understand what we're doing here and why. And it can draw us closer to our Lord. And you mentioned the readings of the Mass, of course, scriptural reflection, reflecting on the words of Scripture, allowing Christ to speak to us through His Word, the Scripture. Probably the most important thing we can do, though, during Advent, as we're doing this, as we're using these tools, is use the tool of confession. One thing that Advent is wonderful for is to take a time to really reflect on our lives, to do an examination of conscience, we call it, and to find those sins in our lives and to prepare for the coming of our Lord by washing that out, by getting those sins out of our lives. And we do that through the sacrament of confession. Now, confession should already be a regular practice for us. But this is a time that, especially if we haven't gone in a while, months, years, now would be a good time to do it. To take time to reflect on our lives, our sins, and then to bring them to our Lord for forgiveness in the sacrament of confession. To get those sins out of our lives that keep us from Him. And allow us to be prepared for His coming. Because again, we don't know. We don't know when He's going to return. We don't know when we are going to be called to Him. And so we need to always be prepared. So as we're waiting for this excitement of Christmas, for this time, this coming Christmas season, may we truly watch with anticipation for His return and get ready by developing our spiritual discipline.